B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
8 o'clock hour brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. When you watch those types of plays, and we know it all too well here in Philadelphia now, especially over the last 2 weeks, because we're coming from being used to Philly special or Philly, like was running the first game of last season. And we're watching it seem like
the
Patriots come in here and take care of business, and they dial up a trick play. We're watching a team like the Seahawks come in here, and they have a little sort of flea flicker run against you to perfection, and you got nothing. The only thing you're doing is a jet sweep kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, nothing else has been working for this offense. This might be the game where, you see that little creativity with Greg Ward.
Well, we had the one trick play. It just got destroyed, though.
Which one?
The one, it was supposed to be like a delayed handoff, something.
I don't know what that was.
And then fumble. It just got like, boom, boom, boom!
Blown up in the backfield.
Just blown up.
You know what I was thinking of when I saw it? It was what's his name? Henry Winkler, Fonzie from Happy Days.
And
the head coach from Waterboy. When he's like, trying to draw up this special play. He doesn't. He thinks. He fakes. No. He thinks about faking. No. He fakes that he thinks about faking the fake. And it's like, yeah, it shouldn't be that complicated. Run a damn play.
Yeah.
This is from the same offense that brought you Philly special, all that fun stuff. And you can't come up with one thing like the Cowboys did, or the Bills did against the Cowboys yesterday with John Brown, like the Seahawks did against you, like the Patriots did against you. Where's the creativity?
They had the little shuffle pass to Dallas Goedert.
That was nice.
On 3rd and 3, a little shuffle pass that Andy used to perfect.
That's right.
Yeah, shuffle pass.
They run that with Kelsey. They run that with Jason Kelsey. Or excuse me, Travis Kelsey out there in Kansas City. A little more of that action.
Yeah, a little some of that.
And it adds to the quarterback's passing.
Yeah, exactly. A safe one there, too.
The thing that I take away from this whole week, really, aside from a lovely Thanksgiving, and for the people that asked on Twitter yesterday, you're damn right I brought my own turkey. All right? I didn't have any of that. I had one slice of pizza because they made a special pizza just for me. But nonetheless, the turkey and fine. The other thing to take away is that this has been the most criticism Carson Wentz has. It's the most criticism he's had about his play, just his play, maybe since his rookie year. I mean, even last year. I mean, you're talking about a guy who had an over 100 passer rating over the last two seasons. This year, he's not even over 90. And you look at the last two games that he's played, and yeah, the wide receivers weren't great, and you can say that after every game. But when you watch Carson in particular, there were so many plays over the last two games that he left out there on the field. Most notably the ones to Miles Sanders in the flat, throwing behind Zach Ertz against the Seahawks. There were so many plays you just watched him leave out there on the field. This has to be the game against the Dolphins that he just goes out there and does everything he's supposed to do, whether that's 300 yards and 2-3 touchdowns, whatever it might be, whatever it is. You have to see a dominating game from Carson Wentz from start to finish, because that's what he is able to do against a team like this. When Case Keenum goes out and beats a team like this with a Redskins offense, Carson Wentz should be able to go out there with this Eagles offense and dominate. Josh Allen has beat this team twice. And hey, look, the Bills look legit. They took care of business yesterday. We gave them a lot of credit earlier in the season before they took on the Eagles with them saying that they were a legit team. But when you look at them right now, you can see that. But teams have struggled time and time again, led by worse quarterbacks than Carson Wentz against the Dolphins. Go take care of that business. If you're Carson Wentz, this needs to be that get-right game where you do exactly what you're supposed to do. No struggling, no close game. Go there and handle business. The 9.5, 10 points that the Eagles are favored by in this should be a slam dunk, no problem, donezo type of bet. Looking at the Eagles, they need to go into this game and just handle every part of their business.
I wish I would have kept it when it was at 7. Caught it at 7.
You know? It's moved. It's been moved. It's been moved a couple of times. But am I wrong? This is the type of game where you just say, check every single box in this offense. Make everything click. Go out there and attack.
No, you're not wrong. Like, yeah, that's what you want to happen. But what leads you to believe over the last few weeks that they can do that?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that this is such an inferior opponent. Like I said before, they've given up an average of 39 points the last two games. They're waiting for the season to be done. They're playing out the stretch. All of those things, yes. But what makes you think that there's any team out there that the Eagles can go in and just like, all right, it's going to click this week?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If Carson's thrown behind players, does it matter if somebody's covering them or not? If Carson, if guys aren't able to catch the ball, does it matter if anybody's on them or not?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Know what I mean? Like that's just what has where I have a little trepidation.
The Bills,
you can't just boom.
The Bills kicked in the door for us yesterday as a fan base. They kicked in the door for hope in this city, right?
Yeah. Well, now what would you expect from a fine Eagles fan and Sean McDermott?
Which delivered their first winning season in 20 years.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
That's one of the stats they gave out yesterday. This is their first winning season.
LaSalle College High School's finest.
In 20 years.
No big deal. Sean taking care of business.
I didn't have girls as a distraction. That's how I became so successful.
Focused.
Yeah, right.
Laser focused. They blew the doors off them yesterday. Yeah, it was awesome.
It was. Every
Our meal kind of happened. Like, we left in the second quarter, so we were like eating during halftime in third quarter, and my cousin pulled up the score app and he goes, "Whoa, the Bills are up 24-7 now." And we were like, "Oh," and the whole table was like, "Yeah,
you guys cheers, turkey legs," took big bites. You think Sean McDermott or Doug Peterson's texting Sean McDermott?
Probably.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Thanks, bud.
But it was like, this has to be the type of game, Bob, all the stuff you just talked about. Forget about all that. If you want to prove your worth as wide receiver in the NFL, as J.J. Arcega-Whiteside or Greg Ward, this is the game to just go do it. Like, you have a team that's so bad in the Dolphins. It shouldn't be anything like a statement game or anything. This is a do-what-you're-supposed-to-do type game. You shouldn't have to go above and beyond in this game. Just your talent level alone should be able to beat the Dolphins of all teams,
wow,
right? Your talent level of your quarterback should be able to go out there and beat the Dolphins. That's what we're saying. Just go out there and do it. Like we said before the Jets game, you should be a lot better than this team. They were 25 points better than the Jets. Go be 25 points better than the Dolphins at least. Please. I beg you. 610-632-0975. Let's get to Kevin in Newcastle County. What's up there, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Everything went great yesterday. It went really good for me.
Good.
Wednesday, it went great for me, too. I went down to Reading Terminal. Antonym actually put me on with them and Jason Avant.
Nice.
That felt good, man. But what I wanted to say, I want to reiterate with you, Mark. Now, as bad as we've been playing, and we're only one game behind, this is the time for Carson to take over. Regardless what type of garbage we got, just like you guys said, need trick plays. You don't need that many. Just get the boy Sanders involved. Just do that. Basic plays, man. Just free them up. Roll them out the pocket. If they can make Cousins and Keenum and them look good, come on, man. You know what I mean? So it really shouldn't be that hard. And plus, it showed on the news that Carson and his lovely wife was expecting. So if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your newborn that's coming in the world.
New motivation.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I still like the idea Carson's receivers can't get it done. I'll make my own humans, and they'll be a receiver years later.
That's right. That's right.
Kevin.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go.
Thanks, buddy. That's a Seinfeld line. To hell with people. I'll make my own humans.
You know, I'm glad that Carson found a better way to handle the stress and pressure of this game.
No more breaking out.
Yeah, all the woogie stuff is gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No neck breakouts this year.
Exactly. Found a better way to handle this thing.
Yeah.
That's
he's
awesome.
Going home and making a baby.
That's right.
Pull! Pow! 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 How biblical will this baby's name be?
Oh my gosh.
Jebediah?
Something like that. Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Jebediah Wentz?
Yeah, something
sounds like a quarterback.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they went Jesus. They could go Jesus. I don't know. Anyway.
We got to look up some biblical names now.
There's a lot of them. I didn't even realize Bennett was a biblical name. Bennett's a big biblical name.
Is it really?
My buddy named his kid Bennett.
No, I need something a little bit more biblical.
He just literally opened the Bible and just boom, right there. Bennett was there. He was like, we'll go with Bennett.
Have you ever opened the Bible? Caleb? Eli?
I don't think I've ever... I was being serious.
You've never opened a Bible? Catholic school? Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah, I mean, I was an altar boy. I guess I had to open it when they were reading.
Kind of.
Right?
It was one of the prerequisites.
I've never opened the Bible to read it.
Really?
Noah? I don't think so.
Joshua.
Some good stuff in there. Oh, Joshua was good.
Cain.
I coached a kid. His name was Obed. That's a biblical name. Mm. That's where that name came from. That's the Bible.
That's conceived. Obed.
Huh. Robert
Cooney.
Gabriel.
You dog, you. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up in a second, we'll talk about this Dolphins game a little bit more. Let you hear from Doug Peterson giving a huge vote of confidence to his latest starting wide receiver. And touch on a little Sixers action coming up tonight. That's going to be here, by the way, on 97.5 The Fanatic. And here's the thing. That Joel Embiid, I told you that over would hit, no problem. It hit with no problem on Wednesday night.
Oh, I owe you two a dollar. That's right. That's I already gave right. Jamie his.
You owe me a dollar, Bob Cooney.
Yeah.
Go figure. But we'll also let you hear a little tidbit about tonight's game against the Knicks. There's some things you might not like going into this game. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Of course, this Fine Football Friday brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. For the power of justice, for accidents, for malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Also, a little bit later, in case you missed it earlier, I'll give you my full movie review of The Irishman. Time of the Fanatic is 8:11.
I'm all in on these teams. That's why I joined the home team and now have home field advantage when it comes to sports betting. You see, my team has Parks Casino Sportsbook right up the road in Bensalem. Parks Casino is the biggest and best sportsbook and the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Who are you going to trust? Don't leave your money and your sports bets to a faceless overseas company or a company so big that they forget about the customers. Do what I do and bet with the best. The Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X, casino.com/PA. And use promo code RUN500 to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as account credit. So bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, online or in person, especially in person. If you want to come out and watch a game, that's where we do the preseason games. And also, you kind of hang out sometimes and watch the games there on all the screens that they have around in that sportsbook. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Farzad and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Real quick, we all know what it's like to have family in from out of town over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, before we went out to Thanksgiving, my wife, my mother-in-law, they made like a little peanut butter snack for themselves, like on a rice cake.
Did they offer you some? That doesn't sound very...
They were offered. I was busy making my turkey. Thank you. Grilled a turkey Wednesday night. Grilled a nice turkey breast.
Okay.
Made that for myself for Thanksgiving while the rest of the family was having pizza. And last night we get home from Thanksgiving, and I'm watching the second half of the Cowboys game, and everyone says they're hungry again. So I wait for a commercial break, and I go to get some plates for people. I put out some snacks, right?
Right.
And it's my wife's family, so I'm taking care of them.
The people and are mother and father-in-law?
Mother, father-in-law, and cousin. My wife's cousin.
All right.
Who's like a sister to her, younger sister. Okay. So I go in, and I get some plates out.
Right.
And I open the cabinet, I put my hand on the plate, take plates out, and I put my thumb goes in something really mushy.
On a clean plate?
On a clean plate in the cabinet. I'm taking the plates out of the cabinet to give plates to my family, and my thumb goes in something really mushy.
That's never a good feeling.
And I'm like, goo. Immediately, I think like there's some kind of bug.
Right.
And I take it out. It was a dirty plate riddled with peanut butter.
Somebody just put it back in the cabinet? Oh, no.
Somebody just ate a peanut butter snack in the house and just put the plate back in the cabinet.
Like, have you narrowed down the suspects?
Oh, there's two people that were eating peanut butter. One was my wife, one was my mother-in-law, and like mother, like daughter. I don't know which one yet, but I'll get to the bottom of this. Neither immediately confessed yesterday. Neither immediately confessed when confronfronted last night.
Well, how did you confront? Like, what was the course of action?
I was really subtle.
What in the hell?
I was, what the... And then I said a curse word. So I was really subtle. And I go, who put a dirty plate back in a cabinet? I just had to sit through pizza with this? Anyway, no, I didn't say that. But I said, who? And my mother-in-law goes, I don't know who did that. And my wife's like,
your mother-in-law did respond.
She responded.
And said it wasn't her.
She said it wasn't her. My wife was like on Instagram with her cousin, and they were like making a video of something stupid. I don't know. And she gave no answer.
Oh, well, then the blame has to go. Nah, sorry, Celeste.
I can't just assume.
Well, yeah, you can. The two of them were eating it, and the one said it wasn't me.
I don't believe either.
I didn't bring that in.
I'm just saying.
Were you raised in a barn?
Your mother-in-law's a lying witch.
I do this in front of my wife and my in-laws. I always say this to them.
Your house, they get to see the real you, right?
Oh, I go, pack of barbarians. That's what I go. I go, you're a raging pack of barbarians, the lot of you. That's what I go with all the time. They think I'm joking.
You're not.
I'm not joking. Let's get to Daniel in North Carolina. Daniel, North Carolina, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, buddy.
All right, I got two questions here. One, when we win the NFC East, will it be Carson Wentz's biggest accomplishment as a member of the Eagles? And two, do you guys still consider Joel Embiid better than Anthony Davis?
Ooh. Like the homer in me goes, oh yeah, Joel Embiid's better than Anthony Davis, but
Anthony Davis is the top two or three player in the league before he was hurt, quote unquote.
Right? Yeah, I can't go there right now.
And he's coming to play.
Yeah,
every game,
and he wants to win. You want to talk about a guy who wants to win? Anthony Davis wants to win. JoJo says he wants to win. I'd like to see a little bit more from JoJo what I saw on Wednesday than what I saw the previous game. That was a joke. But get to your earlier point about Carson Wentz, Daniel. And thanks for the call, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If Carson Wentz rallies this team to win the division, then it is by far, his greatest accomplishment as a Philadelphia Eagle. Because his only other great accomplishment as a Philadelphia Eagle, and I don't even put it up there, but really it's the only other thing, is that he holds the record for most touchdown passes in a season. And that record stood since Sonny Jurgensen, all right? And he broke that record in 2017. He was never the MVP.
No.
We always say, oh, he would have won MVP. Well, yeah, it's great. He didn't.
Yeah, he got hosed.
Well, either way, is he an MVP?
Montana won it with 11. Yeah, Montana won it with 11 games once.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. The Skechers ad
Joe
guy.
The
guy that does Skechers ads.
You know they're
very comfy shoes.
I've heard. Yeah.
I had a pair before.
It's like walking on clouds.
It really is nice.
How many kids do you think... When like they the commercial comes on during a game or something, and their dad's like the greatest quarterback ever, and the kid goes the Skechers guy, like, do you think like that's what we've come to?
Okay, boomer,
he played sports.
That is an ultimate boomer moment.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, like this would be Carson Wentz's greatest accomplishment, getting a team to the playoffs from start to finish of a season, the greatest accomplishment he would have in his 4-year career. Like that's
in the worst division of football.
Yeah, but ain't the question.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, yeah. And I'm not putting it down. But it's funny. Earlier today, we were saying how bad this division is.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody tweeted us
15 wins.
What's it? Jernigan's Teeth?
Yeah.
Tweeted us at Jernigan's Teeth.
Well, I mean, I guess you could make the case that him getting them to where he did at the LA game got them home field advantage, which you probably don't win the Super Bowl without. So, like, yeah, I think it's a huge accomplishment for him. But, I mean...
I don't think they had home field advantage locked up before he got hurt.
No, they didn't, but they were, what, 9-1 or 10?
If not more than that,
So I think without his work, they don't get it.
But you don't... Absolutely.
Because Nick Foles was bad. We forget, during that run, he was bad over, like, two games, where to the point where we were like...
The Raiders game and the Cowboys game...
were awful. Yeah. They put 6 points up in that Cowboys game?
And the Falcons game as well. In the playoffs, he did not play well.
Yeah.
He should have thrown what might have been a pick six.
So without Carson's legwork, my only point is you probably don't win the Super Bowl.
Right, but
that's valid.
But you know what? You know what that is, though? It's the scrap paper. It's not the answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's the work, but there's no accomplishment.
I feel like getting to the playoffs this year is still... I don't want to downplay it. It's still scrap paper-ish. Like, it's bad. You're winning the division because the Cowboys can't help but Plaxico themselves.
But here's the thing. You look down the division, and you look at Dak. Dak's a rookie of the year. He's been to the playoffs. He's won in the playoffs. Like, Carson's done none of that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to start adding to the resume.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got to add to that resume. You can't just be about the talk. And now I need to see things accomplished. If he wins a playoff game this year, like, get to the playoffs. Get to that dance. Look what happened last year. Look what it took. Nick Foles and Golden Tate made the play to take the lead, but they won because of a missed field goal, right?
Right.
Just get to there. You don't know what could happen. Just get to the dance. Get to the tournament, as you hear them say. Get to the tournament. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Let's get to Dennis in Springfield. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, fellas. Happy holidays to you.
Back at you, buddy.
Before I get to my football point, Mark, how long have you been married?
I have been married a little less than a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, what was that?
That doesn't answer a lot, huh?
What?
What you're going to find out as the years go by is that the things that your wife does that annoy you, her entire family does. It is learned behavior.
Uh-huh.
Now, your mother-in-law may not have put that peanut butter away, but I guarantee you she's done it before.
Wait, hold on. Okay, Dennis, I don't want to go down the list here, but I got to tell you this. I'm not kidding you. Okay, my mother-in-law stayed with us a little bit when we just had the kid. When we just had little Tuts, right? My mother-in-law was with us. The first week she was with us, I go in the shower. My razor is on the ground, broken, that I shave with, right? I ask my wife, I go, what happened to the razor? She goes, I broke it. I'm sorry. I go, okay, whatever. I buy a new razor.
Mm-hmm.
The following week, my mother-in-law's back. Guess who broke my razor?
Yeah, well, guess what? Your wife's going to be breaking them soon, too, then.
No, my mother-in-law and my wife,
far from the tree.
They broke the same razor within a week of one another. It's almost impossible.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it because, trust, I have seen it with my family. The things my wife does that annoy me, her entire family does the same thing. I see it in whatever. But
happy holidays, everybody. Yeah, what do you got on the birds, my friend?
I probably should have made this call last week because Carson has been taking a lot of criticism this week. But maybe I'm just weird, but and I don't mean this how it sounds, but I don't care who the Eagles quarterback is as long as they're producing.
Okay,
like,
sure.
I never anointed Carson the next great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I also never wanted him ran out of town. There's got to be some kind of happy medium between the PC people and the AC people, the pro-Carson and the anti-Carson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Here's what you're saying, Dennis, and I think, well, tell me if I think I got you here. It's like in basketball. It didn't just become Sixers fans. It became Hinkie fans. And it's become Carson fans rather than Eagle fans. Or
correct.
Or Foles fans versus Eagle fans. Like, no, you should always be rooting for the best interests of the Eagles. To your point, I agree with you. Whoever's in there, as long as they're winning, I'm happy. As long as they're producing, right, like you said, I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, if Carson leads them to the Super Bowl, fantastic. But if he can't get the job done, I have no problem saying, get somebody else in there that can get the job done.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I mean, we've heard the people, you know, we've heard callers, hosts, whatever. And this leads to my final point, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way at all. He was nicknamed Ginger Jesus. I'm just curious. Maybe I'm getting my Bible stuff mixed up. Is this child an Immaculate Conception?
See.
Just asking.
No, Dennis, thanks for the call, buddy. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
See you,
buddy.
Solid point there.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't.
You think about it and it just happens.
Yeah.
Is there no better...
Can you think about some touchdowns on Sunday?
Yeah. Pow! Is there no better wise-ass, like, thing to say at the end of a statement than, I'm just asking a question? Like, when you weren't. You were leading the witness, so to speak. By the way, I got to read this out. So I don't think I said prove it game. I said prove it game about the Jets. And I said this is a similar game. And my man, what is this gentleman's name? Tony is saying to me, Mark, please get a clue. How can you assume this is a prove it game? We have no skilled players with the exception of Zach and maybe Miles Sanders. And I'm like, you think they're going to lose to the Dolphins? And he's like, ha, of course not. And I'm like, well, what the hell, man? And plus, it's the offense should put up points, and we get that. But the defense should smack the Dolphins in the mouth.
They should. They've been playing really well.
They've been playing great. They took care of business against Tom Brady. They took care of business against Russell Wilson. They got beat on a couple of plays. There were overthrows.
Should be plenty of opportunities for some nice celebrations on the field Sunday from the defense.
Totally appropriate.
They can take some selfies. They can pose to all the Eagles fans in the stands.
They better get more creative. Like, I haven't seen one electric slide. I haven't seen one, like, home run mocking hit.
Did you see the Falcons? I think they got an onside kick last night, or they tried it.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was celebrating by doing, like, the military crawl with the elbows out from the sidelines to the field.
Oh, wow.
And I guess he had it choreographed where the coach had to go out when he was, like, 3 yards on the field and pull him back in by his legs. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
The coach was in on it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Trey, your thoughts.
Yeah. He might have been a special teams coach. I don't think it was like one of the main guys.
And that's why you are where you are.
That's why you're not the head coach.
He
coach,
could have been a strength and conditioning
when
guy.
When the coach is involved in the celebration, there are some big problems there.
Trey, what would Juan Castillo's celebration, what would that have been with you?
A good fist pump. Yeah. Good job, D. Yeah.
Now, before Sunday's game,
because Juan was really big on, hey, guys, this is like 700 pounds worth of dudes block. He's like, look at you, D. I mean, you're like 350. I mean, Todd, you're like 330. You know, that's like 700 pounds worth of dudes. I mean, 1, 2, 3, boom!
The deuce, he is the best.
Yeah, no, he was like, that's 700 pounds worth of deuce block. Yeah, so we'd be out there doing these little drive block. So we'd have a guy in front of us with the bag, and we would have these straps on, and somebody's holding us back. So we'd working on drive blocks, and Juan is back there holding the straps, just yelling, ass and legs! Ass and legs! Ridiculous. It was so awesome. Juan was hilarious.
I can think of a celebration dance to Ass and Legs. That'd be something I'd be worth watching. But here's the thing. Before we get to this, even more so to this Eagles game on Sunday, there is a game happening tonight. Actually, two games today, right? We got Flyers.
A little day puck action.
Yeah. Right? Got Metro Division versus the Atlantic Division.
And the Red Wings.
The Red Wings are god-awful.
Good this year.
No, they are not.
No.
But also, the Sixers are taking on the Knicks tonight.
Yeah, they're up there.
7:30 at Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh. Right there at 7th Avenue and 33rd Street.
And, it's not going to be a full roster tonight there, Bobby.
No, somebody's getting rest tonight. One of the bigger fellas.
Uncle?
Yeah.
Good old Uncle?
Uncle Al. Uncle Al's going to sit out tonight. He needs rest.
Out tonight.
Yeah, he needs rest.
What else is going on here?
Who else was out on the
Richardson?
Josh Richardson is doubtful.
And Kyle O'Quinn was it?
Kyle O'Quinn is out.
Okay, so you mentioned a name that we might.
Well, Shake Milton is also not available tonight because he's got the sickies. And then there's Jonah Bolden sickies too.
Oh,
yeah,
something's going around.
They're out. They're going to the Blue Coats or something. I don't know what
they're sharing spoons down there.
I don't know what they do.
They have budget cuts. They have one water bottle. Bobby, you mentioned a name. Into your wonky microphone. You mentioned a name that we haven't really even thought about all year long.
Maybe you see a little Zaire tonight.
Zaire. We could see Zaire Smith play tonight at Madison Square Garden for the 76ers.
Stranger things have happened.
Fresh off the G League.
Yeah, maybe. Interesting.
Okay.
I don't know.
If they weren't playing the Knicks, Bobby, might we see some of these guys that aren't playing tonight? If this was maybe a more marquee matchup, maybe.
No, because then I think Al Horford's in your lineup and Josh Richardson. Okay. Probably. Who the hell's starting for them tonight? So you got Korkmaz, I guess.
Korkmaz is going to be starting again.
And then Matisse? For Big Al.
Oh, for Big Al. Yeah.
Mike Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to go Mike Scott. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the direction you'd have to go. If Matisse Thybulle doesn't play more than like 25 minutes tonight, I'm going to flip my you-know-what.
Yeah, he's becoming fan favorite.
When you produce well as a rookie, you know what Matisse Thybulle is? Matisse Thybulle is the poster child for 4 years of college.
Yes, that's exactly what he is.
You're not drafting a kid that you're really hoping makes it happen at the NBA level. You're drafting a man. You're drafting a young man, but you're drafting a man into the league. And that's exactly what Matisse Thybulle is.
You're drafting someone you know what they are now.
Yes.
Not what they're projected to be.
That's good.
More Matisse all the time. That's what I
want
to say.
I want 18 to 22 from him every night.
I was shocked because he played, 24 minutes the other night? 24, 25 minutes?
Something like that.
21 minutes. I'm sorry. 15 points, 21 minutes is thinking what he logged. I was looking over his game log because I'm like, I feel like that's a lot of minutes for him. And sure enough, I can't believe the amount of times, 5 or 6 games this year, where he hasn't played more than 15 minutes. And I'm like, defensively alone, he's earned those minutes. And then he's become a little bit of a 3-point threat for you. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to drive to the basket and get his points. He's a man. Playing a man's game.
Yeah.
He's not a kid. You're trying to work out. Like when Brett Brown talks about growing Furkan Korkmaz into that Bama, right? When he talks about that, you go, oh, yeah, let's see how he develops. Matisse Thybulle, He grown.
Mm-hmm. The kid is a baller.
He goes out there and he handles his business. I need to see more of him.
Man, that Anthony Davis question that we got, though, about Joel.
I'm taking Anthony Davis right now.
Oh, my God. I'm just looking at his numbers.
He had 41 last two nights ago.
Yeah, he's been crushing.
He's insane so far. I mean, people, that was like recency bias, where people forgot what Anthony Davis was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because he took off, like, kind of the course over a year. He was a top two or three player in the league. I mean, he's a perennial MVP candidate. Yeah. People shouldn't forget about him.
Right now, he's eighth in scoring.
In scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's good.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. And LeBron's playing pretty damn well, too.
Yeah.
LeBron plays. It's funny. They have games. He plays.
Yeah. They don't worry about load management.
That's a bunch of BS. Anyway.
I don't know.
All right, Trey, let me ask you this. Yes. Spin it back to football here on this fine football Friday.
Yes.
You got the Dolphins.
Yes.
Can you remember in your career one get-right game? Because we're looking at this game against the Dolphins, and you might not have all the pieces that a puzzle offensively, but this is that type of game where it's just, okay, this is a win for you guys. It's a matter of by how much. Mm. Oh. You should go into Miami and take care of business. You've been asking about that all week. You've been asking for it all week. Just go down there, handle your business, do your job, get the hell out. Like, just take care of business here, because it's not going to get easier than this Dolphins game. A non-divisional opponent. We've pointed out many times, divisional games, now you want to talk about being weird, divisional games can be weird. The Saints took care of business last night against the Falcons, but what, 3 weeks ago, the Falcons beat them by 17 points? Like, divisional games can be very weird. And by the way, that game was obviously at the Superdome in New Orleans. Now, it didn't work out so well for the Falcons at their home court or their home field, but still the same thing. Divisional games can be weird. There's going to be one struggling win besides the Dallas Cowboys game as this season goes on.
It'll probably be the Giants.
I think
safe money. Just because it's two in, what, 3 weeks versus them?
Exactly.
It's just kind of weird.
It's going to be a weird game.
It's very strange that we've only played two division games so far.
Yeah, it is odd. Very weird.
5 weeks remaining in the schedule.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
And we know that it comes down to the last couple of weeks of the season anyway. This is going to be no exception to that. But this should be the type of game that should be the easiest one that you have remaining on the schedule. Barring an ultimate Cowboys collapse where they lose here on out and the Eagles win on out, maybe arrest some guys in that last game of the season, I doubt it. But this is the type of game that you need to go in there and just get right. Trey, I ask you, and I want you to answer this coming up in a minute here. Yeah. If there was one get right game you had in your career.
I'm going to answer it now. I don't know. I don't remember games. Sorry.
We did that the other day at Reading Terminal. There was his Trey senior year. There was a game from Trey senior year on the television. It wasn't Florida State.
Oh, my
though.
God.
So we asked him about his Florida State senior year. So Jamie looked it up and said, you had one loss. You remember to who? Nah. Nah. Do you remember what you were ranked? Nah, I just played. Yeah. I love that. No.
You're amazing. By the way, we're getting some great responses to Carson Wentz being a daddy on Twitter. Twitter, you are a beautiful thing. 610-632-0975. Coming up immediately when we come back. I will give you my official movie review of The Irishman. If you didn't hear it earlier, we'll get back into it. Some of us tried to watch it. I think Bob watched the fewest amount of Irishman, which is funny saying that. He watched the fewest amount of the movie, fewest minutes. I believe you watched one.
It's about, I would
30
say,
seconds?
Yeah, 30
seconds.
30, 35
Robert
seconds.
Robert De Niro opened a door.
He was walking down the street. He was making a face. I said, boy, his face looks young there. I said, yeah, they did do digital stuff. And then he opened the door. And I was like, all right.
And scene.
Good to go.
610-632-0975. We'll also let you hear from the head coach, Doug Peterson. We'll also let you hear from J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, new starting wide receiver for your Philadelphia Eagles. Time of the Fanatic is 8:42. And you know what, fellas? The all-new Oasis Gentlemen's Club on Essington Avenue, under new management, under new ownership. They're doing some amazing things just minutes from the Philadelphia Airport and Center City, Philadelphia. They're excited to show off their new energized and exciting atmosphere. Check them out starting this month with the new Wind Down Wednesdays every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to midnight for $5 cover, $5 drink specials, two for $25 couch dances. And Oasis is also a great spot to enjoy Birds games before, during, and after the game, as well as tailgates with no cover on Sunday during pro football action. And start gearing gearing up for the holiday party season with Oasis Christmas Party on December 11th. And catch adult film star Kenna James live at Oasis on December 13th and 14th. For more information and weekly specials, as well as events, parties, performers, performances, and schedules, you can follow them on Instagram at The Oasis Club Philly, Facebook at Oasis Club Philly, or go to their website at OasisClubPhilly.com. That's OasisClubPhilly.com, and find your Oasis.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
So I did what a lot of people did. I was reading like a million people, whatever it was, watched The Irishman on Netflix. Over the 2 days it's been available.
Yeah. Right?
I did it, Trey. I took your advice. You were the first of us. I don't want to say to watch the movie, but you were the first of us to try to watch the entire movie.
Yeah.
And then you ended up watching the entire movie.
Yes.
Over the fine holiday break.
Uh-huh.
I did it. I took your advice. I had a water supply. Had a food supply. I got a big whiskey rock to go on my whiskey, so I have to get up and get more ice later. And popcorn, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Put the recliner back. Watch the movie. 3 hours and 3 hours and 29 minutes was how long the movie
is. I can round up and go ahead and 3:30.
Whatever. For accuracy's sake. Martin Scorsese, I'm a big fan of him. Love the, obviously, Goodfellas, first movie that comes to mind. Casino, Taxi Driver, all those movies. Gangs of New York. All those movies, by the way, under 3 hours. So he really was bold and went 3.5.
Yeah.
Pretty bold. I loved The Irishman.
Yeah.
I will watch it again. I don't know how much time I have left, but I'll watch it again. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. Other than it being too long, whether they could have cut out some parts, I loved it.
Yeah.
There were scenes in this movie where I think I forgot to breathe for like 5 minutes. Like the movie was that good. It was that captivating. It drew you in. It made you feel like you were sitting in there with some of these guys. The only thing that I would say is, yeah, there were some scenes that could have been cut, but mm-hmm. The scenes that were hits, they were grand slams.
I didn't need to see Jimmy Hoffa eat ice cream 47 times. Could have trimmed a couple minutes off the movie.
I really like ice cream.
He's a big ice cream guy.
Where's my son?
God, man, the man loved ice cream.
Really? That led to his demise.
That was one of my takeaways from the movie. I was like, damn, Jimmy Hoffa likes ice cream.
I will say this. If he was not enjoying ice cream at one particular instant, he might be still around today.
Yeah.
There's one. I'm just going to say that.
You know something?
It's not the end of the movie, so I'm not ruining anything. I'm just saying, one of the pivotal scenes revolves around him trying to eat an ice cream sundae.
Man loves ice cream.
He really did. All that Teamster money in the movie they talk about?
Yeah.
It's like it all went to his site Sundays.
At one point, they were like, you know, kids today, they don't really know who Jimmy Hoffa was. They know his body disappeared or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's me. Like, I knew he was the Teamster, like, prize, but, like, I didn't know how powerful he was.
I want to go. You know what it made me want to do? It made me want to go watch the Jack Nicholson Hoffa movie.
Because I didn't even know that existed.
Nicholson, I saw that.
Yeah, Jack Hoffa. Nicholson. Yeah, like 20 years.
It's called Hoffa?
It's not just a clever name. He made a movie. I think he was Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, yeah. He looked a lot like him, too. Movie. Yeah.
Like 20 years ago, maybe more, that movie came out. And I want to go see that movie now to see how much Frank Sheeran is a part of that movie, if at all, because I don't know. And also, I think Danny DeVito's in that movie in a more serious role.
Yeah.
Back when Danny DeVito was doing serious roles. But nonetheless.
Like Penguin and Batman.
Very serious role.
I was going to say Frank.
He was very good at that.
I was going to say Twins.
No, that's actually around the same time. But I was going to say, just as we might, like, the people that know Jimmy Hoffa is just a guy that disappeared, they would also know Frank Reynolds. They would know Frank Reynolds, Danny DeVito, and not Danny DeVito Rainmaker or Danny DeVito Hoffa, for instance.
Yeah.
Or Danny DeVito Twins.
Twins. Classic.
Or Danny DeVito Taxi. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the whole generation of people that are a little thrown off by who Danny DeVito is. But nonetheless, highly recommend it. It's worth it. You got a night. You kick your feet up. Just be ready. Trey, to use your words, it's a whole lot of movie.
Yeah, it's a lot of movie. Make sure you hydrate.
You finished it this weekend.
Yes, I watched it again on Wednesday.
Maybe get a five-hour energy in you.
Yes. You got to hydrate. Make sure you might, a Red Bull might be good, yeah. 5 hour, whatever you like, to kind of get you going, keep you in there.
It's long.
It's intense. It's a lot. You know, maybe it's a Saturday thing. Maybe not after a hard day of work, no. You got to make sure that you...
Because you fall asleep?
Yeah, you got to make sure your battery level is all the way full. You can't watch this when you got like 30% battery left.
I was ready to go. I had an espresso. Before I sat down, I had an espresso.
That was a lot of movie. It's a lot of movie.
My in-laws did go to bed, or my mother-in-law went to bed, my wife went to bed, my father-in-law stayed downstairs to watch the movie, but fell asleep through a lot of it. So I'll probably end up watching it again in the time they're up here.
Yeah.
But highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
I feel like I drifted off at some point to it, you know, but...
There were some car rides that you're like, yeah, I'm all right.
Are you saying that The Irishman was tryptophan for your in-laws? And that's why you're going to watch it again while they're here?
Men's and men's. A little bit. Just a little bit there.
I figured out what happened with the plate.
You figured out what happened with the plate?
Yeah.
The peanut butter riddled plate?
Yeah.
What was it? What happened, Bob?
So mother-daughter had snack, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So mother picks up the plate and she, you know how, when you have two plates, you put the, so mother, and then mother was like, she goes to put it back up and she turned around and she looked at Celeste and Celeste, like, she's like, I'm going to do this, you know, and Celeste went, all right, go ahead. And she put it up there and they didn't think of it again because they both done it before.
It's a joint effort.
It was a joint effort. And I don't think you were at the forefront of their mind when they did it.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. So you have to live with it.
Since Loltus was born, I don't think I've been at the forefront of anybody's mind.
No, that's a good point.
610-632-0975. Wide open board for you if you want to get in. Now's a good time for you. 610-632-0975. Here's some of the things we've been kicking around as a side topic. Jerry Jones is the person we have established as the person we enjoy seeing lose the most. Is there anybody else you enjoy seeing lose more than him? Danny Ainge's name came up.
John Tortorella. That for some reason, that came to my mind.
I enjoy watching him lose.
So do I.
But only because I find him entertaining. Like, a pissed off John Tortorella is an enjoyable John Tortorella.
Yeah, so that's cool. So I enjoy it.
But I don't bask in his destruction.
I don't mind it.
Like, him losing is never, like, he can lose to a team like the Red Wings, for instance. Like, tonight, the Flyers are playing them today.
I hear you. It doesn't hit you personally
right,
so much.
But I am entertained by how pissed off he gets at the world.
Yeah.
Like, that is entertaining. But on a Jerry Jones level, Danny Ainge's name got mentioned. Sidney Crosby's name was mentioned. Who do we really enjoy watching lose? Who do we enjoy the demise of? Because it wasn't just a Cowboys loss yesterday. It was a Cowboys demise. Once you have the drama after that game that the Cowboys had in their locker room, guys screaming and yelling, Jerry Jones wiping away tears from his face. That is a beautiful thing.
Sounds like Jerry needs an ice cream sundae to pick himself up.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, bring it all around. You know.
I'm just trying to have my sundae. Anyway, terrible Pacino, I'm sorry. But anyway.
That should not bad.
I'll do it again. But you have a guy like Jerry Jones crying after that loss. You have guys yelling at each other in the locker room. You have guys saying, I don't need any of you. I'll do it myself. That type of thing. You love that as an Eagles fan. That was the best possible scenario to not just lose, and lose on Thanksgiving, national audience, but also lose in the way that you lost where you never had control of that football game. And afterwards, people are pointing fingers left and right. I love that. Everybody in Eagles Nation has to love that. I bask in that. And I don't know anybody I enjoy watching lose more than Jerry Jones. There's nobody else. So you watch that happen last night. You see that the Eagles have an opponent in front of them, like the Dolphins. This should be a mail-in, signed, sealed, delivered victory for them. And as a team, they can't look past the Dolphins. As a team, they have to go in there, they have to put up at least a 30 spot, and they have to make sure that they take care of business defensively as well. Trey, you talked about their offensive line giving up the most sacks in the NFL. Mm. Brandon Graham needs to get after it. Derek Barnett. This needs to be a Jets game 2.0, where it wasn't necessarily the offense being the star of that show, it was the defense being the star of the show. And as we've watched over the last 2 weeks, with them barely averaging 9 points, 10 points per game, the Eagles, this has to be a game where the Eagles just go in there and take care of business, take that game also away from the Cowboys, so that towards the end of the season, when you play in week 16, it's just nothing more than slamming the door shut on the Cowboys season. This needs to be that type of game that gets you started on the right foot. You go and you take it to the Giants after that. You go and take it to, who do you have again? Then you have the Washington
yeah.
Redskins.
Right.
And then, Redskins are the last game of the season, I think.
Well, you got this. Hold on. I got it right here.
Yeah, this New
I
York.
Swear to God, I got it right here. You got this game. You have the Giants. You have Washington, Dallas, Giants.
Giants are the last game of the season.
Right.
I had that mixed up. So this is the game where, Trey, as you pointed out, is the get-right game. Get everything right on your offense. Get that rhythm. Get in sync. Keep it going defensively. And you're going to have a hometown crowd, by the way. Miami, you're going to have a hometown crowd. A lot of Eagles fans are going to be in that building. I know we're sending people down. Jamie, you're going down there. Anthony's leading the whole pack of Eagles fans.
Anthony and I are flying out around 5:50 tonight. We're going with phillysportstrip.com. I can't wait. I hope the plane is like 50% Eagles fans. I hope they're rowdy and doing chants and all of it. Because, I mean, whatever last night was, it's a new wind for this team and this fan base.
You need to send out video. If that's a packed flight of Eagles fans, we need the video.
We had to miss the charter flight that the trip took down because of work stuff. Uh-huh. So we're on the regular flight. So I'm hoping it's full.
The real challenge, we need video and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I will.
But I think the real challenge.
Maybe I'll chug a bottle of vodka and lead the plane in an Eagles fight song.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll need video of that too. we'll need video of that. But the thing is, just from a player's perspective, I hate saying this going up against the worst defense in the NFL, but this needs to be a game, despite your receivers, that at least you're going to have two receivers in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Greg Ward who want to make a play for you, and maybe you have Nelson Agholor, maybe you have Alshon Jeffrey.
Better.
You need to have Carson Wentz play a complete game here of just dominant football. Like, I don't need to see underthrows, overthrows, misthrows, all that stuff. You know, for a guy that people predicted to be the MVP, and I was on that train with other people saying that, right? And it's not everything, but it definitely aids to a elite quarterback. He's had two 300-yard games this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two of them.
Well, look at the best games that they played this year. Green Bay had under 200, right? And what was the other best good game that they had?
the Jets?
Detroit. No.
It wasn't Detroit.
Buffalo. Buffalo's decent win as it
Buffalo,
looks now.
Yeah, Buffalo
and
was
he
nice.
He certainly didn't throw for many yards in that game.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Run game.
I want to see a stat-heavy game from Carson Wentz. I want to look at a stat line that I just go, wow. Now, obviously, I want to see a win, more importantly than anything. But this needs to be the type of game that after the 2 weeks that Carson's just gone through with all the criticism thrown his way from us, from a lot of people in the media, maybe even some teammates here and there, this needs to be the type of game where Carson just goes out there and balls out.
Well, for him to do that, the receivers have to be where they have to be when they're supposed to be there and not fool him.
Absolutely.
And make the catch.
Certainly. But even with the critique of the receivers from Dan Orlovsky, from you, Trey, we still saw a number of missed throws.
Yeah, there were some missed throws.
But they're throws that could have set up either a touchdown or gotten you a touchdown or gotten you a first down, extended a drive. Those are some big throws from your quarterback that you need to see him make.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are going to provide you enough of a curve to be graded on because they're going to allow a lot of room for error. That's the best way to say that. They will allow a lot of room for error. You can make mistakes like you made against the Patriots and the Seahawks and still come back and beat a team if you make those same mistakes like the Dolphins. You can come back and beat that type of team. You can't beat the Seahawks. You can't beat the Patriots with making those mistakes. You're allowed a lot of room for error. I don't want to see that error, though, against a team like the Dolphins. I want to see start to finish a dominated game. I want to see you take control. I want to see your defense do what we already know they can do. If they can do it against the Seahawks and do it against the Tom Brady-led Patriots, then by all means, go do it against Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, but maybe it's the recent history that doesn't make me think all that way. Last year, they're 2-3, and you're like, all right, where's this Super Bowl winning team? And they're going up to play a bad Giants team. I think it was I don't know if it was a Monday night game or Sunday night game, whatever it was. And you're like, all right, this is it. They wind up winning 34-13, but you come away from it, and you were like, I remember we all talked about it. We were like, yeah. Okay, this year they went into Chicago, you got the bye week. After that, you say, oh, you win this game, you can come out of the bye week. You have Seattle and New England, this could really be the turnaround. They beat Chicago, and you're like, oh, okay. You know, you didn't come away. Yes, I feel good. That was the right ship
game.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like a win, yeah.
You know, they just haven't done it. When you look for it and you think it's going to happen, and this is where it goes, and they're getting healthy, and here you come, and then they go out and let Mitch Trubisky make it a game in the second half, or they just, like, don't do things that you expect.
They got over
five. I don't know if they're good enough.
They got to 5-4 after that game against the Bears. And it still didn't feel like
right.
It didn't have that gut feeling of this team's got it together.
Right, and I said, before that game, if you guys remember, I said, man, you go in, you win this game, you're going to get healthy during the bye week. Mm-hmm. You got two tough opponents, so then you could win 5 in a row. And it was like, now you're on that Super Bowl hopeful march, and it was just you beat the Bears, but barely. And then you got more hurt during a bye week than any team I've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
We were hoping a guy like Alshon Jeffery and his calf injury would come back and he'd be fine. He missed time. Nelson Agholor now missed time. Like even
Jordan
though,
Howard got more hurt during the bye week.
Yeah, I don't know how that's even possible.
Yeah, what happened? I told Bob in the 5 o'clock hour. I was like, is his arm just like missing? Did he lose an arm and
shoulders is gone?
Yeah, like geez, like I know stingers are bad and all, but. Wow, still not cleared for contact?
Nelson Agholor, Jordan Howard, Alshon Jeffery, limited participants at practice on Wednesday. Jordan Howard limited yesterday at practice, as was Alshon Jeffery and Nelson Agholor again. Full participants yesterday included Brandon Brooks, Vinnie Curry, Lane Johnson. Big deal for Trey and all of us.
Yes.
And Carson Wentz with the right hand, but that was never an issue. Coming up in a minute, I want to let you hear from Doug Peterson in the Eagles press conference the other day, as well as J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, your new starting wide receiver, because that's going to be the biggest X factor, I think. At least you'll have guys on the field that you know want to make plays. You didn't have that in Matt Collins, and you sure as heck didn't have that in a guy like Nelson Agholor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.